98.
The Sunday Panel, discussing the week's stories.
This is BBC Radio Kent.
Well, good morning from me, Phil Harrison. 13 minutes to 7 o'clock now. It's Sunday breakfast on BBC Radio Kent. And one of my favourite parts of the week has arrived once again. The Sunday Panel is where we gather up three people of faith and we discuss the news, look at it from a faith perspective. And we've got three firm favourites with us today. Do like to say that to the panel for getting them in at this time in the morning. We'll start off with Phil Curtin, who is enjoying slightly increased duties at the moment due to the Calais situation and one of your colleagues, Ben Barno, unfortunately breaking his ankle. You've had to step up and look after the Seeking Sanctuary organisation there.
Well, last time I was on this programme, I mentioned briefly the good work that Ben was doing through Seeking Sanctuary, getting goods and over to Calais and things like that. And when he went on holiday in August, he said, oh, would I keep an eye on things for him while he was away? And when he came back, he said, oh, could I sort out something on the website? And then we both got involved in arranging for a party of bishops to go over to Calais and sign something. And Ben said, oh, on the Monday, could you go over and meet a UN representative who was going around? Which I did. Came back on the Tuesday, a fortnight ago, in 2 days' time. He rang me up, said, oh, I've broken my ankle very badly. Too complex for the local hospitals, they're sending me to Hastings. Hastings sent him to Brighton, where he had two operations on his bones, and they've now sent him to East Grinstead, where he's had two skin grafts, and he'll still be there for another week, leaving me to hold the fort.
Wow, for something you think quite simple as a broken ankle, it's amazing the care that goes into to put someone back together again.
He's certainly in the best place there at East Grinstead. And as he said, I just slipped on a grass verge.
Well, many people have come a cropper in the past. The whole migrant crisis that's currently happening, it really has turned on a sixpence, the public opinion, in the last couple of months or so, from newspapers very much the refugees to now supporting them, virtually supporting the organisations such as yourself who are looking to provide aid.
Yes, and it's turned very chaotic in Calais in terms of people in August particularly, and since, but they started in August, people just filling their cars up with goods and going over there without checking first whether what they're taking is really needed or not. They're taking high-heeled shoes, for example, which are not the best thing to wear when you're camping in the dunes.
I heard there was a collection in Tunbridge Wells recently was very, very big at the Forum just across the common from our studios. And there was somebody who donated a cake stand and a ball gown. Very Tunbridge Wells, I have to admit, but possibly not the most needed.
And the aid agencies who run the warehouses and stores over there are just overrun with material that needs sorting, and they're so busy sorting it they can't get on giving it out, and they're very frustrated because the local French people have been dealing with this for about 10 years now. And I say it is chaotic because there's no one organisation taking control, because it is not like a third world emergency where United Nations is called upon to get in the Red Cross to sort things out. It's just everybody local trying to help out something that is totally unofficial as far as France is concerned.
It's ordinary people very much chipping in there. Chris Ruddle joins us as well from Churches Together in Kent. Good to have you here. You're very much occupied with what's been happening
Calais. I go round the county, so I'm hearing from local Churches Together groups here, there and everywhere saying, can we do something? We must do something. And you're quite right that there are collections made and people really just taking stuff over there that's not always appropriate, but the heart is in the right place, and that's so good to see. The Canterbury Diocese, the Anglican Diocese, has produced a very good toolkit of ways in which Christians can respond to the areas. If you look on their website, they're Seeking Sanctuary is one of the organisations that they're working with. And it would be great to pass things through the Canterbury Diocese to kind of try and coordinate things across the various denominations that folk are trying to do to respond to this issue.
We'll come back to this. We'll introduce our third guest who we've got with us. It's Jonathan Leeson from Latin Link, and I was expecting him here today to be wearing his running kit, but not necessarily the case, unfortunately.
No, morning, Phil. Lovely to do that. As you can hear from my little croaky voice, I've had a viral cough and cold for about 12 days now. So I should have been in my running gear ready for the Tunbridge Half Marathon. I will be there at the start today, but I won't be running. But I will hopefully get the running vest that will be given out beforehand.